Brandon and Baxter in the morning.
All right, your morning show is on the radio. Good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
Here we are. Today is Monday. It is May the 4th of 2020. And you know what that means, right?
We must salute Star Wars.
Not exactly sure when this became a thing. But it's been for a number of years. We celebrate May the 4th.
Mm-hmm.
What's the phrase, Kelly?
May the 4th be with you.
So, unbeknownst to Kelly, we're going to do some Star Wars trivia later on this morning.
You've already made me talk like characters.
Well, you know, as a matter of fact, back in the studio this morning, live with us, is R2-D2. And please welcome our good friend Chewbacca. Or Tarzan. Not exactly sure what that was.
Or a heart cat.
Yeah, it could be that too. We'll celebrate Star Wars today. Kelly believes she knows pretty much everything.
Why would you say that?
No, because you're a big fan.
I am.
You've seen all the movies?
Yes.
Every single one?
Yes.
There's like 40 of them, right?
Or nine.
Do you remember like when Star Wars movies didn't come out? And now they're coming out all the time.
Right.
And there's all these different series that kind of go off and do their stuff. So we'll talk Star Wars this morning and celebrate with you today on May the 4th. And again, May the 4th be with you.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Let's get you caught up on what's trending with Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, your coronavirus COVID-19 update. Worldwide, 3.5 million cases of coronavirus. Around the world, 248,000 people have died, which is crazy. In the U.S., we're sitting at 1,188,000 cases that are confirmed. In the U.S., 68,602 deaths. In the state of Arkansas, our number is 3,431 people who have tested positive, with 76 people dying. So gyms are scheduled to reopen today. If you're ready to go work out, there's all kinds of new restrictions and social distancing and masks and disinfectant and all that stuff, but gyms reopen today. Dine-in service is 1 week from today, and again, that's about 33% capacity. That starts on May the 11th. Let's see here. Hair salons and barbershops, they can return on Wednesday, but they're going to make people do all kinds of different things, mm-hmm. including the hairstylist. The stylist and the customer has to wear a mask unless somebody's performing a facial. They're also saying that customers must make appointments. Business has to be 30% occupancy or less. And of course, social distancing required in that situation as best you can as well. And then later today, we'll have an announcement on the large houses of worship, the churches, and larger venues around the state. So we'll see what's going to happen with that. So we continue to find out more and learn more. Mm-hmm. And even the governor was saying it does seem like our cases, the caseload is flattening a little bit, which is good news.
Good job, Arkansas.
But all stats are showing that people are kind of still trying to get out and do stuff. Like cell phone data shows people are all over the roads right now. So now you're caught up on what's trending with COVID-19.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Let's throw one back on this day in country music with Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, the year was 1982, and Alabama had the number one song in country music on this day.
Some mountain music like grandma and grandpa used to play.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll float on down the river.
Alabama's oh, yeah, music.
To Cajun Hideaway.
Oh, yeah. I don't think yeah works in Alabama.
No.
But I think oh, yeah works. Give me some Alabama. I'm 82. Listen to this song over the weekend when I was cooking. I was battering some fish. I hear you.
Swim across the river just to prove that I'm a man. Spend the day being lazy, just being nature's friend.
Oh, yeah. Where's it come from?
That comes from the heart.
How about that?
Play something with lots of feeling. Cause that's where music has to start.
No better way to start Monday than with some old school Alabama.
Oh, play me some mountain music like grandma and grandpa used to play. Then I'll float on down the river to Cajun Hideaway. Hey, hey.
Alabama. Mountain Music was number one on this day in 1982.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on the Avengers. So Chris Evans joined Instagram over the weekend to accept the all-in challenge for COVID-19 relief. Now, just in case you don't know who Chris Evans is, he played the beautiful Captain America on the Avengers, right?
Yeah.
So he was challenged by one of the other Chris's, Chris Pratt, who is also a superhero, Star-Lord from Guardians of the Galaxy. But listen to this. Captain America is assembling the Avengers. Here is the video Chris Evans posted explaining his all-in challenge.
Here's what I can offer. A virtual hangout with me and five of my closest friends named Robert Downey Jr., Chris Hemsworth, Scarlett Johansson, Mark Ruffalo, and Jeremy Renner. We can do a private Q&A. You can ask us anything. We'll spill the beans. Then maybe some games. I would recommend Scattergories. I'm getting pretty good at that. Been doing a lot of that lately. We can figure that out.
Wow.
My kids will want to donate everything that they have saved just for a chance to Zoom with the Avengers. But we have Chris Evans' video up on the blog, the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog.
And a mega pop star collaboration is on the way. Ariana Grande is going to team up with Justin Bieber for a song that comes out on Friday called Stuck With You. The whole idea is, well, you're stuck together during quarantine. And the vision behind this is they want to raise money for the families, the children of healthcare workers, emergency medical technicians, EMTs, paramedics, police officers, all of that. Everyone on the front line, they want to raise money for their families at this point to help the kids. So the song comes out on Friday. Here's where you can be a part of it, though. You can actually be in the music video for Ariana and Justin's song, Stuck With You, when it comes out. What they've done is they've posted a clip. And they want you to send videos of yourself dancing to the music that they've provided.
What? I'm going to have to get on this now.
So this is like the ultimate TikTok-like thing. This is what the song sounds like they want to see you dancing to. I don't think my bumping and grinding will work so well with this song. Because that's kind of what I do.
Is it?
I don't have many dance moves, so I just kind of move my hips.
All right.
Forward and backward. Hmm. So.
I mean, that sounds like it would work.
Yeah, not with this, though. I'd have to be going really slow. Anyway, Justin, Ariana, Stuck With You. It comes out on Friday.
Got you gossip on Taylor Swift. So Taylor's known for surprising her fans, and recently she surprised an RN named Whitney at a hospital in Ogden, Utah. So not only was it Whitney's 30th birthday, but it was a homecoming for her because she had gone to Long Island, New York to help with the whole nursing situation where she said nurses were really burned out. When she got home, there was a huge surprise from Taylor. Huge, big gold balloons that said, Happy Birthday, Whit. And Taylor sent her tons of lover merch. T-shirts, sweatshirts, CDs, like all of this stuff. And Brandon, like you, Whitney received a handwritten thank you note, basically thanking her for risking her life to help people.
That's awesome.
And it was from Taylor and said, hey, one of these days I want to give you a hug next time and thank you in person. But of course, Whitney went on to publicly thank Taylor. We have all of the pictures of all of the merch and everything she posted up on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog.
And gotcha gossip on Jennifer Lopez, who is pretty good at Instagram. And she has given us a throwback to the Super Bowl behind the scenes of her preparing with Shakira.
Shakira.
There's six different clips, right? In the fifth of the six clips, you can watch Jennifer Lopez teach Shakira how to booty shake.
What?
It's legit. J-Lo has a trick, and it's all in the knees. You're thinking it's your booty. It's the knees.
Yep.
Check out Jennifer Lopez J-Lo on Instagram. And, of course, every morning here on BBITM, we got you gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
May the 4th be with you. We're going to celebrate that all day today.
Good.
I can't figure out who my favorite Star Wars character is. It was always R2-D2 when I was young.
Why do you think?
I don't know. I really don't know why he was my favorite.
Hmm.
But he was cute to me.
He was cute.
I had the chance to go to a Memphis Comic-Con one time, and somebody had designed R2-D2.
Yeah.
And it was like life-size, and it was one of those remote control things, and it was rolling through the Comic-Con.
Did you get a little excited, like nostalgic?
Took my picture with it.
Aww.
I took my picture with a remote control car.
I would have too.
But it was pretty cool. I'll try to find that this morning. And again, today, Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Monday is back again. May the 4th be with you today, everybody.
Yes.
Was that Jabba? Yeah.
No, it was Yoda.
Oh,
everyone
Yoda.
Everyone knew it was Yoda.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the show today, Darth Vader. Please welcome to the show today, C-3PO.
I can't do that.
Why not?
Hello, K-Fine.
Thank you, Queen. Nice to see you this morning.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So many people are tired of being quarantined and staying at home. We referenced this last week when you go around Arkansas and you're like, hey, wait, people are back out.
Mm-hmm.
Have you noticed?
Yes.
It's like all of a sudden we've been told there's no more coronavirus.
Yeah.
But that's not the case.
Correct.
This is happening across the country as well. Apple's traffic data shows that traffic in the U.S. has doubled in the last 3 weeks. So people are like, all right, good. Been locked up for a month. Want to be done with this. But of course, you know, while the government wants us to reopen for the fiscal reasons, the monetary reasons, we're still not done with the virus.
It's all nerve-wracking. All of it.
Because we want things to be open. We want people to be able to go back to work. But we don't want more people to be sick.
Right.
So it's such a wild thing. But Apple's data shows that it's doubled in the last 3 weeks. Also, according to some different research that's out there, a lot of people are starting to research how to cut men's hair.
I can see that.
There's an increase of 632% since the quarantine.
Oh, my goodness.
Because I guess typically guys' hair, we keep it a little bit shorter, most guys,
right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden it gets kind of shaggy and the wife's like, you got to fix that.
My husband's is so long right now. It's very curly.
Why don't you try to fix it?
I think it's funny, so I want to leave it.
Does he slick it back?
No, he didn't slick it back. He put some product in it, like if he's going somewhere.
But around the house.
It's
Does
everywhere.
He look like a troll?
Yeah.
Is it that big?
Yes.
I've never seen him with long hair.
Yeah, he has a lot of hair right now.
They also say that mullets, people are researching those, and they're trying to figure out while their hair's getting longer, how to cut their hair into a mullet. If you're looking for those instructions, all you have to do is go to my Instagram. Brandon on KFIN. You'll see the perfect mullet from the mid-90s. Of course, shortly thereafter, every bit of my hair fell out. So, Brandon on KFIN on Instagram and Twitter.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
So there's a 32-year-old woman named Noelle who lives in Santa Rosa County, Florida. Well, her boyfriend is doing 15 years in jail right now for burglary and grand theft.
Okay.
Well, he and Noelle were able to do a socially distanced video chat. And apparently during the call, they acted inappropriately. And Noelle had a small child going in and out of the room while the inappropriateness was going on.
Inappropriateness. He was in jail and they were being inappropriate.
Inappropriate.
Huh.
Yes.
How's that work?
Well, I don't know. And they might have gotten off with the video chat, but if it wasn't for the detective from Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office, he recently spotted the chat while he was reviewing footage of the jail's virtual visits. Well,
right.
Noelle is in trouble now and facing a felony charge of engaging in lewd conduct and in the presence of a minor. But speaking of people that shouldn't be allowed to be parents, this makes me think about Darth Vader.
Really?
And since today is May the 4th, we're going to celebrate with several jokes today, Brandon. Are you excited?
No.
Why did Anakin Walker cross the road?
Anakin Walker.
To get to the dark side. When did Anakin's Jedi Masters know he was leaning towards the dark side?
I don't know.
In the Sith grade.
Oh my gosh.
What did the sweet potato say to Luke Skywalker?
I have no idea.
I am your father.
Oh, no.
Why did episodes 4, 5, and 6 come out before 1, 2, and 3?
I don't know.
Because in charge of directing, Yoda was.
Oh, these jokes.
What does Luke Skywalker say while playing golf?
I don't know.
May the course be with you.
Oh, please stop.
May the fourth be with you because tomorrow is Revenge of the Fifth.
Oh, these are terrible.
And how do Jedi say goodbye?
Oh my gosh, I have no idea.
See you later. And there's even more proof that people are crazy.
We'll never get that 2 minutes back ever again. Hello and happy Monday, everybody. 7 o'clock.
Good morning.
In Arkansas on May the 4th. Also, today is Star Wars Day because it is May the 4th. And may the 4th be with you.
Yes.
Let's check in with more of our Star Wars friends who are joining us in studio this morning. Please welcome Luke Skywalker.
Thank you for having me. Darth Vader is my father and we have made up.
Sure, that sounded like Luke Skywalker. Here's Princess Leia.
Obi-Wan, you're our only hope.
Thank you very much. Who are some other ones? Oh, here's Captain Spock.
Brandon, take it back.
Dr. Spock.
People just yelled at you.
Dr. Spock.
No. I am afraid for your life right now.
Here's Big Bird.
I am afraid for your life.
Why are you saying
Take
that?
Take cover.
Why are you saying
you
that?
You just threw out a Trek person.
That's what I didn't mean to. That was a mistake.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, here's Yoda again.
Bad you are. Fan, you're not.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I'm scrolling through my Instagram trying to find my picture with R2-D2. Who was my favorite character ever in Star Wars? And I think that's only fitting today on May the 4th that I post my favorite character. I've never had my picture taken with Mark Harmon.
Brandon.
Skywalker.
Brandon, turn it off.
What's that?
Turn this off now. You are offending millions of people. Turn it off. That is Star Trek, and you just hurt Star Wars fans right then.
I'll just tell you the truth, though. I've never seen Star Trek ever. So for the Trekkies out there, I do apologize.
Yeah, and
I have seen some Star Wars
stuff.
You
also need to apologize because just a few minutes ago, you called him Captain Spock.
Dr. Spock.
It's Captain Kirk. Like, you were even getting the characters from Star Trek wrong on Star Wars Day. You offended everyone at once.
Well, I didn't mean to offend anybody. I'm trying to sound cool.
Yeah, guys, it's not going to happen. Just know that I am the true fan.
Yeah.
Of the series.
We're actually going to give Kelly a test this morning.
No.
No, yeah, we are.
No.
I want to see if you're really as true of a fan as you say you are.
Well, I am, but there's way smarter fans than me.
Okay, but we're going to put you to the test because they're not here today. And the
okay.
Studio, we're under quarantine, Kelly.
Yes, you're right.
I can't bring in the real people from Star Wars.
Okay, but so. It just makes me nervous because you'll try to find weird questions that I won't get right.
Were you a Star Wars fan before your husband, before your marriage?
Yes, 100%.
Who got you into it?
My dad.
He was a big fan.
Yes.
Was he a Trekkie?
No.
No. He was a Star Warsy.
Yes, he was a Star Warsy.
I do remember seeing Return of the Jedi when I was a kid. I think either my grandmother or my grandfather took me to that.
Yeah.
Is that the first one?
Well,
I really don't know. I'm asking.
It was Star Wars, and then Return of the Jedi, and then Empire Strikes Back.
Oh, I think I saw that one, too.
Yeah.
I did have the action figures back in the day, but I didn't keep any of the Star Wars stuff.
See, we did, too. We had all the action figures.
I just remember having the big Jabba. Like, there was this big plastic Jabba the Hutt.
Characters could fall down into the toy?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I wish I still had that. No telling what that stuff is worth these days.
Probably some good money.
Like if you have the original Star Wars stuff.
In the box without being touched, really good money.
Well, I tried to convince Kai at one point when that stuff was coming back out. I'm like, man, you got to go ahead and start collecting this. But he just was like, I don't know. I'd rather have, you know, Monster Jam toys and stuff like that.
Most kids want to take them out of the box.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because as a kid, the whole point of having a toy is to be able to play with it.
Yeah, if you want to save them, you better buy two so you can collect one and let your kid play with one of them, too.
But they're kind of pricey now. Like if you go to buy those toys, those collectibles and stuff like that, like the old wrestling figures when my mom was buying them for me, I remember them being like $5 or $6.
Right.
And now they're like 12, 13. Mm-hmm. Doubled in price.
I know.
Of course, they look a lot better now, too.
Yes, they do. They're more lifelike.
Yeah, so it is Star Wars Day today, May the 4th. May the 4th be with you as we celebrate throughout the morning.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Kelly Perry, I have one question for you. Are you ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you.
I hear
you. Happy birthday, happy birthday.
Wait.
Happy birthday to you.
Well, well, well. Time for birthdays for today, Monday, May the 4th of 2020. Local birthdays, local celebrities. Here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Robert Gorham, who celebrates a birthday today. Fred Reinhart Jr., happy birthday. Audrey King of Jonesboro. We have Katie Aston from Wynn celebrating. Alyssa Ishmael of Jonesboro, happy birthday. Hannah Cook from Jonesboro celebrates today. And Zach Riggs of Jonesboro is turning 24. Happy birthday. And if you have a birthday today, we say this. We say happy birthday to all y'all, and you celebrate with these celebrities.
Ray Lynn is 26. It's the country singer who got her start on Team Blake on The Voice, and you also have a great picture with her.
Are we going to talk about that?
She's basically almost kissing your cheek, and she's basically frontal hugging you.
Yeah, and her leg is starting to wrap.
I was uncomfortable, and I was not in the picture.
No, and my wife, who was right across from us when this picture was taken,
she was uncomfortable with me as well.
She was like, what in the world was she doing? I'm like, babe, I can't help it, man.
Yeah.
You know, girls just, they're like that when I'm around. Happy birthday, Ray Lynn.
So God made girls, God made girls. He stayed back and told the boys about the rock and roll.
You know, you just can't help it. Some girls just, you know, are physically attracted to me.
Oh, my gosh. You feel silly right this moment, don't you?
Very much.
Lance Bass.
Breaking
up with you was like taking my bra.
Ray Lynn. My wife thought that was weird, and I was like, hey, I like this song a lot. Anyway, Ray Lynn celebrating her birthday today. Happy birthday, Ray Lynn.
Obviously, I was really excited about this one. Lance Bass is 41 today, NSYNC.
It's gonna be me.
Dun, 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 dun. He's dancing, everyone.
I'm good at it, too. Lance Bass, 41 today. Lance Bass. I know that guy's voice. Lance Bass is 41 today. What else you got?
Erin Andrews is 42 today. Of course, she was on Dancing with the Stars and lead NFL sideline reporter. Will Arnett is 50. He was Batman in the Lego movies. Anna Gasteyer is 53. She was the first SNL cast member to ever be pregnant while on the show. So a big thing for her. Lynn Spears is 65. That's Britney's mom.
Happy birthday, Lynn.
You think she's twirling? Excited that it's Britney's birthday?
Oh, yeah, surely she is. Lynn Spears, 65 today.
And happy birthday today to Randy Travis, who is 61.
Let's do some Randy Travis.
I told you so. Oh, I told you so.
That was number one in 88. How about this one?
On the other hand,
86, a number one single.
There's a golden band.
One of Kelly's favorites.
My love is deeper than the holler.
Love this one.
Stronger than the river. Higher than the pine trees growing tall upon the hill. My love is purer than the snowflakes that fall in late December.
Allergies.
And honest as a robin on a springtime windowsill. Longer than the song of a whippoorwill.
Stupid allergies are bad today. Randy Travis, 61.
There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, heaven only knows. I guess it's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go.
We have to do one more just okay. Because.
Oh, baby, I'm gonna love you forever. Forever and ever, amen. As long as old men sit and talk about the weather. As long as old women sit and talk about old men. If you wonder how long I'll be faithful.
Travis, 61 today. Happy birthday.
Country Music News.
K-Fine.
Country Music News.
On Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
So there have been many country stars who have been doing different things and performing on social media since the quarantine, right?
Yeah.
And they've been creating new songs. We've heard a bunch of different coronavirus, COVID, quarantine, stay home songs, including Luke Combs, who wrote a song during the last month called 6 Feet Apart, all about how he can't wait until one day he doesn't have to be 6 feet apart from his family, friends, and fans and bandmates and all of that. The song was received such great praise as soon as he performed it that his label decided they wanted to release this as his next single. Very
good,
much a surprise.
Yeah.
Again, if you haven't heard the song, it's Luke Combs. It's called 6 Feet Apart. This is an official sneak peek right now on BBITN.
I miss my mom, I miss my dad, I miss the road, I miss my band. Giving hugs and shaking hands. It's a mystery, I suppose.
Luke Combs. You can check out the full song this morning on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog.
Miranda Lambert is hitting the road, but it's not to go on tour. She's hitting the road with her husband. She posted a picture on Instagram, and she bought a brand new 2020 Airstream Globetrotter, and they've nicknamed it the Sheriff.
Oh, I like it.
But she posted this lengthy post about all the traveling that she's done, and she says she's been everywhere, but she hasn't seen much of anything. She says that I've been touring for 19 years, and sometimes we just roll in, play a show, and leave. She says I have the most amazing travel companion right now, her husband, and we decided to add a family member, which is their Airstream.
Yes.
So until she starts touring again, she's going to be pulling that Airstream all over the country with her husband.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I was looking up the cost of the Airstream. They start, the one that she has starts at $93,000.
If you want to see it, you're interested in it, just go to the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog.
So we told you last week that Tim McGraw wanted your mom to be in his next music video, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we know what's happening now. The song is going to be released on Friday, and it's called I Called Mama. And the whole vision behind the song is, you know, in times when things are good, you call mom, right? Hey, call your mom. It's kind of a nice reminder. But also, during times like this, where times might be tough, the one voice you might need to hear right now is the voice of your mother. So, again, the song comes out on Friday, which just so happens to be leading into Mother's Day weekend. Tim McGraw, I Called Mama, due out on Friday.
Chris Lane has completely freaked people out, and all he had to do was shave off his beard. You know Chris Lane by this song right here.
What's your name? What's your sign? What's your birthday? What's your wrist tattoo? Bible verse say. Tell me this, do you kiss on the first day? Don't hold anything, don't hold.
Like this song.
But it was for a good cause, and he looks so different that even his wife says she doesn't recognize him. So he shared the video on Instagram first, basically showing his full quarantine beard, which, you know, it was a lot of beard.
Sure.
And the whole reason he did it was to bring attention to the Shave From Home program, which helps support barbers who are out of work due to the coronavirus pandemic. So awesome cause. Well, then he shared an after video showing his transformation, and he looks like a totally different person. And he says he hasn't shaved in 5 or 6 years. And apparently his wife can't stop laughing when she looks at him. But again, we do have the video of Chris Lane shaving off his beard for the good cause. It's up on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog.
And it's cool he's doing that for the barbers, right?
Yeah, right.
So
definitely.
Shout out to Mike this morning. One of my favorite barbers.
Mike Barber. Nice.
A friend of mine. So just a special shout out.
That was great.
Thank you. Country Music News, powered by Orville's Men's Store on Nettleton in Jonesboro. You can stop by and check them out. Of course, you can also shop them online all across the state of Arkansas. Redesign your fashion. Redesign your style at orvillesms.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So we're excited that today is May the 4th because on May the 4th, we get to say, May the 4th be with you, right?
Yes.
And that makes Kelly so happy. She and her family, huge Star Wars fans. I found my picture of me with the real R2-D2.
It's not the real R2-D2, is it?
Tell me that's not the real R2-D2.
Oh, he does look like the real R2-D2.
He was rolling around.
He's kind of rusty and everything, like in the movie.
Yeah, so I'm going to post that here momentarily, me and the real R2-D2.
That's not fair.
Have you never met R2-D2?
Well, you're not even a real fan, and you shouldn't have a picture with R2-D2. That should be me. I should Photoshop my face on that picture.
You could Photoshop your head onto Kai's body.
Okay.
I was about 5 at the time. But it's a cute picture, so I'll post it on my social media here in just a few minutes. If you're on Instagram and Twitter, you can follow me, Brandon, on KFIN. If you're on Facebook, it's Brandon Baxter on the radio. Kelly's there as well. She doesn't post much because she really doesn't have anything going on.
But you're going to post R2-D2.
On May the 4th.
Okay. Well, I'll post when I dressed up as Princess Leia.
When was that?
A while back.
How many years?
A few.
5?
Maybe a few more.
10?
Yes.
All right. You have that picture?
Somewhere.
All right.
I'll look for it.
May the 4th be with you today.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Monday, May 4th, 2020, Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you. I'm not sure what that is. All right, so Kelly says she is one of the biggest Star Wars fans in the area. She says that all morning until it's time to do trivia, and then she gets nervous about it. Well, there's people who like it more than me, but I think I'm pretty good at it.
There's some really big fans.
Are you ready to run through these and see how you do?
And if you're a fan, please don't yell at me if I get it wrong.
No,
you can yell at me, but just don't tell me, because I'll get my feelings hurt.
Tweet her for
everything
she gets wrong.
No, don't be mad at me.
All right, Kelly, what is the name of Han Solo's ship?
The Millennium Falcon.
You are correct, Kelly.
Thank you.
All right, Kelly, what is the famous weapon used by the Jedi Knights in the Star Wars series?
Everyone, please say it with me. The lightsaber.
Kelly, which young Jedi Knight becomes Darth Vader in Star Wars?
Brandon, that would be Anakin Skywalker.
All right, so far, you're pretty good at this.
Thanks.
You want to keep going?
Sure.
The Empire attacked the Rebel base with a strange four-legged Imperial walker known as an AT-AT. What does AT-AT stand for?
Oh, no. This might do it. People are yelling at me. I don't know.
AT-AT. Guess.
AT-AT?
Yeah.
I have no...
Well, guess.
I don't even.
It's A-T. Those are the letters.
A-T. At.
Kelly, it's all terrain, armored transport.
Yeah, I would have never gotten that in a million years.
What is the battle armor used by Boba Fett in the Star
Wars? It's Boba Fett.
That too. In the Star Wars series.
Say it again.
No, now you want to correct me. That's what
the
you get.
The armor?
You get it wrong.
Oh, gosh.
You get it wrong.
Boba Fett.
What is it, Boba?
Boba Fett.
All right. What is the battle armor used by Boba Fett in the Star Wars series?
I don't know. What is it?
The Mandalorian.
Oh, I knew that. Oh, my gosh.
No, you didn't.
Kids will never hear this because I'll get in trouble.
How many engines are on an X-Wing fighter?
Two. I don't know. You looked at me like you knew that. You don't know any of these.
I can picture it. Mm-hmm. What Jedi Master spent 800 years training his pupils?
Yoda.
Who is the most loyal friend and first mate of Han Solo from the Wookiees?
Chewbacca.
All right, you're doing okay.
Thanks.
Why didn't Yoda say he didn't want to train Luke?
Why did
Yoda say he didn't want to train Luke?
Smart. He already was.
I don't know.
He lacked patience.
Oh, young Skywalker.
How would you rate yourself?
Not very good. There are Star Wars fans that are yelling at me, but I will say my knowledge is more character-based and not armor and Millennium Falcon-based.
Okay. Let's do this one. Final one. What is Yoda's last name?
I know his first name.
What's his last name?
I don't know. But you've asked me this before.
He doesn't have a last name.
That's right. His first name's Toy. Toyota.
Oh, my gosh. May the fourth be with you. And I need some fourth in here, too, man. Because she's killing me today. A fourth. It's a fifth.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So we all have family, and sometimes you lean on your family in times when, you know, you need somebody to kind of boost you up.
Definitely.
Maybe you've had a bad stretch or whatever, and you call somebody who you think is going to be there to support you.
Yeah.
What you realize as you get older is sometimes those same people you expect support from ain't real supportive. And you're like,
no, they actually make you feel worse sometimes.
Yeah. So Kelly came in and she's like, I have to get something off my chest. And I'm like, what? And she's like, over the weekend, somebody said something.
And the reason I wanted to tell you about it is because it would have, if they would have said this to you, you would have had a problem with it. And I kind of think that most people would have a problem with it.
Yeah. So, okay, first of all, do you want to tell me the line or do you want to tell me the person who delivered the line?
I don't want to tell you the person who delivered the line.
Why not?
Well,
that's part of it, though, right?
Well, because it's a person that I talk to and see often, but it's not in my household.
So is it your husband?
No.
Is it your...
No, we're not going to start guessing.
Is it your son?
It's not my kids.
Okay.
It's not my mom.
Okay. Is it your doctor?
No.
Is it your dentist?
No.
Is it the guy who does your yard?
No.
Is it somebody who works at the martial arts studio?
No.
Is it a parent of a student who goes to the martial arts studio?
No. Let me just get on with the story and you can figure it out. I'll tell the story and maybe I'll give you some hints.
Is it somebody who works here?
No.
Your mailman.
You've said way worse stuff to me than this.
All right, give me the line.
Okay, all right, here it is. So we went over to give someone, me and my daughter, baked a cake for someone. Just for fun, because we were bored, we made a cake.
Is it your best friend, Amanda?
No.
Is Amanda your best friend?
Yes. So we went over to these people's houses.
Okay.
And, you know, it's the quarantine, we're social distancing, I'm not going anywhere. So when I get up and I'm not going anywhere, I'm not going to put on my whole face, my whole makeup face, right?
Yeah.
Act like you understand.
No, I get it.
Okay.
I get it.
So, because that's what you do. You don't put on your concealer unless you're getting pictures made.
Right. I don't do any of that stuff. That's just true. I use more bronzer and picture, all that stuff. Yeah.
Okay. So we go over there and the first thing that comes out of this person's mouth that I haven't seen in a while and I miss, and we're doing the social distancing and not hugging and all of that kind of stuff. But the first thing that comes out of this person's mouth is, oh, are you okay? And I just looked at her because I felt great. Mm-hmm. I have had more sleep in the past 3 weeks than in probably my whole life combined.
Yeah.
You know, so I feel great. I've been working out, whatever. She's like, you just look really tired.
Oh my gosh, that's the worst.
And
unless I didn't sleep at all, don't ever say that to
me. My husband and my teenage stepdaughter looked at me just like, ooh, what's she going to say now? You know?
Were you boiling on the inside?
Well, I was just like, I just wanted to scream out, I am so sorry I did not put on all of my makeup today. That's what I wanted to scream out because I didn't have it all on.
Yeah.
And I actually did kind of say that. I said, I knew you were going to say something. I knew I should have put makeup on. Well, this person kind of giggled. And before before her spouse could say something.
Okay.
Okay. It was my in-laws.
No, it wasn't.
I'm just going to tell you. So my mother-in-law says that. And then before my father-in-law can say what he normally says just to mess with me, he normally says, oh, gotten a little more chubby since I've seen you last, hadn't
no,
you?
No, he doesn't.
He does.
What are they thinking?
If you know my father-in-law, he doesn't care.
What are they thinking?
So before he said that, I was like, oh, just so you know, I've lost 13 pounds. So before he said anything, I just cut him off.
So you're ready to, you're fiery at that point.
Yeah. I was like, give me my cake back.
Yeah, no joke. I'd have put their face in it.
You know what? Here's my makeup. And then I just, you know.
Boom.
Yeah.
Right into it.
Anyway.
Let's just make a rule. Here comes a BSA. It's a brand and service announcement. Never comment about somebody's looks to that person unless you're telling them they look amazing.
Or unless, like, you have something in your nose or something on your face.
Yes.
Don't bring attention to it.
Don't say you look tired. Don't say the hair looks bad. Don't say, are you out of makeup?
Are you feeling okay?
All of that stuff is off limits. It seems like it would be common sense.
You would have died.
We should no longer comment about other people's looks to their face. Just do that when they leave.
BSA.
It's another BSA, a brand and service announcement. I'm Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Kelly's looking a little worn out this morning, a little tired, a little ragged.
Speaking of that, have you seen my Instagram yet?
Do what?
Have you seen my Instagram yet? Because I posted a picture of us live in the studio.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
When did you take it?
Well, you always get mad at me for taking live in the studio pictures, so I went ahead and did it without telling you so I could go ahead and post it.
Instagram?
Yep.
Let me go, Kelly.
That's a really good picture of you. It's probably the best picture I've ever taken. I've been working out a lot.
No.
I've been working out a lot lately, too.
This is the most rude thing. So just because somebody said you look tired doesn't mean you have to fire shots at me and say that I'm Jabba the Hutt. Just because he has no hair doesn't mean
Guys,
I look like him.
You got to go look Kelly on KFIN and please comment. It's a live studio shot
that's
today.
A lie.
May the 4th be with you.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on the Avengers. So Chris Evans joined Instagram over the weekend to accept the all-in challenge for COVID-19 relief. And just in case for some reason you don't know, Chris is otherwise known as Captain America. But he was challenged by one of the other Chris's, Chris Pratt, who also plays a superhero, Star-Lord, Peter Quill from Guardians of the Galaxy. But listen to this. Captain America is assembling the Avengers. Here's the video Chris Evans posted explaining his all-in challenge play.
Here's what I can offer. A virtual hangout with me and five of my closest friends named Robert Downey Jr., Chris Hemsworth, Scarlett Johansson, Mark Ruffalo, and Jeremy Renner. We can do a private Q&A. You can ask us anything. We'll spill the beans. Then maybe some games. I would recommend Scattergories. I'm getting pretty good at that. Been doing a lot of that lately. We can figure that out.
We have the Chris Evans video up on the blog, the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog.
So there is a mega pop star collaboration on the way, and it's coming out on Friday. And the whole idea is that Justin Bieber teams up with Ariana Grande.
Oh.
It's like two of the biggest pop stars in the entire world teaming up for a song called Stuck With You, which is going to benefit people who have children, and they're the frontline employees. So it's a fund to help those families get through this and to support those families, again, of frontline members. Now, what they've done is they've given us a little sneak peek, an instrumental peek at what the music is going to sound like. And they're allowing us to dance to this and send it to them. And we could be in the official music video. So here's what the track sounds like. Again, it's Justin Bieber and Ariana Grande. called Stuck With You. I'm not exactly sure how I would dance to this. My hips
probably
work?
Not like that. Oh.
What if I do like Madonna? Vogue.
That looks pretty good.
Anyway, Stuck With You, that's the song. It's due out this Friday.
Got your gossip on Taylor Swift. So she's known for surprising fans. Recently, she surprised an RN named Whitney at a hospital in Ogden, Utah. Not only was it Whitney's 30th birthday, but she was coming home from helping a medical center in Long Island, New York, where she said the nurses were really burned out. So she went to help. When she got home, there was this huge surprise from Taylor Swift. Big gold balloons that said happy birthday, Whit. And Taylor sent her tons of lover merch, t-shirts, sweatshirts. And she also received a handwritten thank you note thanking her for risking her life to helping people or to help people during the COVID-19 pandemic. So it's really, really cool. We also have that up on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog.
And y'all, just a heads up, if you're a fan of Jennifer Lopez, you might want to make sure you're on her Instagram following her, because she has given us a sneak peek of behind the scenes of the Super Bowl halftime performance.
Behind the scenes of her behind.
Yeah. You swipe through there, you're like, hello, hello, hello. And on one of the photos, there's actually a video of J-Lo teaching Shakira how she does her booty shake.
Her shake.
And it's not involving the legs or the booty. She
Brandon,
says,
you said it's all in the knees.
That's what J-Lo said.
Oh.
And somehow she made it work. Like, you believe that. If I stood
you tried
up,
it, didn't
if
you?
If I stood up right now and just shook my knees, because I kind of have a J-Lo going on.
Do it.
You may try it?
Yeah,
no.
What?
No, I'm not stupid.
What?
I know what
no,
you're about
ahead.
To do.
Go ahead.
Ain't happening. Put your phone down.
Okay.
Hand me your phone.
No, look, my hands are up. Go ahead, stand up.
All right, ready? Can you see it?
I don't know.
Oh, that doesn't work so well. How does J-Lo make that look good?
I don't know.
I was doing a chicken dance.
Yeah, I don't know what that was. I don't know what that was.
But if you want to see J-Lo teaching Shakira how to do the booty shake, it's on J-Lo's Instagram. So go check it out. If you're bored today, go check it out. If you like J-Lo, go check it out. If you like Shakira, go check it out.
If you're like Brandon, go check it out.
Yeah, check it out. And of course, every morning here on Brandon Baxter in the Morning, we got you gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
So Kelly came in today, I guess mad at the world because of her in-laws, and she's decided to make fun of me all day today.
Listen, I wanted to take a picture of us at the studio today, and you're all upset about it.
You're calling me Jabba the Hutt, and I think it all comes back to the fact that you were mad that your in-laws thought you looked tired and run down.
Jabba the Hutt has not come out of my mouth today, Brandon.
No, it came out of your phone, to your social media. So then I'm sitting over here like she's made fun of me. Okay, what do I do? How do I respond? Don't want to be mean. Mm-hmm. And then she tells me over the weekend that I embarrassed myself on social media.
It was kind of funny, and you might have had a couple. Let's just say that.
So my wife has done a great job in the backyard, and we had the chance, you know, as a parent, I don't know if most people are like us, but we do so much, like, as a family, sometimes we don't get that much husband-wife time.
No, totally get that, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. then by the time we have a few minutes, we're tired, and it's mm-hmm. like we've been up all day. I've been up since 4. It's time to go to bed.
Yeah.
So Friday night, we decided, I ran to the store, to the line, and I came back, and she had a couple of White Claws or something like that.
Which, by the way, y'all's backyard looks beautiful.
She's done a great job.
Like,
that.
I was like, Joey, we need to go get some mulch, and we need to go get some tiki torches. And he was like, ugh.
It looked good, though,
it does,
right?
Yeah.
And we had the music going out there. And then she was showing off the backyard, and it started off with the thing she was going to send to her dad, right?
Yeah.
And then I noticed she had posted something on social media mm-hmm. of me sitting there in a lawn chair, a lounger, mm-hmm. just relaxing with my drink in my hand.
Which automatically sparked my interest, because normally you don't let her post anything about you.
Me laying back?
Yeah, so like I was like, okay, he must be feeling good because he allowed her to post that, or he doesn't know yet.
No, I was just having fun.
But then?
We weren't stupid. It was just like, hey, we're just kind of chilling out.
Wait, what was the last line you just said?
What? We're not stupid?
But what happened after that she showed you in the lawn chair?
Oh, well, then we started singing.
Yes. Jana Kramer came on.
Yeah. We were singing her new song, Untouchable, mm-hmm. which is right here.
Are you somebody who can stay alive?
And I was...
You were singing into the phone. And then there was something you did with your hand. I don't know if it was a gang sign.
No.
I don't know if it was an I love you sign.
It was
a peace sign. Well, yeah. I don't know what kind of signal it was, but I was confused by
it. Well, I kept doing different hand signals. And that's where I said, what am I doing with my hands? I think I'm going to quit social media.
Yes.
I think I might have even said, like, what the H-E double hockey sticks.
You did. And I immediately... text your wife it was and had a really fun conversation with her.
Because the whole thing was, and the reason I approved it was because my wife was like, this lets people see like a fun side of you they might not normally see.
That's true, and I totally get what she means. I'm the same way with my husband. A lot of people don't see his funny, silly, goofy side.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I want people to see one of the reasons I love him. So I get that, but still, it was embarrassing.
Thank you very much. Thankfully, it's gone. It was an Instagram story, but you never know what's going to pop up. And here's what I think. I think when you look at stuff like this, most of us take social media way too seriously.
You're right. We do.
You know? It's like, I don't know why I worry about what I look like, what I'm wearing, what the background looks like. Is the lighting good?
We should just not care. Post what you want to post and what you like.
Yeah. Because otherwise, we get so caught up in it. So that's going to be another BSA today.
Oh.
A Brandon service announcement. Post what you like on social media. As long as it's legal.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So we mentioned a few moments ago that the graduating class of 2020 has all kinds of problems and difficulties with graduations being canceled, proms, all this stuff. So we have teamed up with 1812 Pizza Company, and we want you guys to upload your senior picks. And we're giving away prizes just for you joining in and being a part of this.
Yeah.
I wonder what school in the area will have the most response.
Ooh.
You know?
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of big schools around here. But we want you to upload those senior photos. The graduating class, we want to see you. We want to celebrate you. We want to give you prizes. And you can do that right now this morning.
Just go to facebook.com/KFIN1079.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Country music news.
KFIN.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So many of our favorite country stars have been busy and staying busy during the quarantine, right?
Yeah.
Many of them are writing new music and testing it out on social media live. And Luke Combs did that. And the response he received for one of the songs that he put together during this quarantine was so big, his record label decided the song he just wrote needs to be his next single. And that's why the song 6 Feet Apart is out right now as Luke Combs' next single. If you haven't heard it, it sounds like this.
I miss my mom, I miss my dad, I miss the road, I miss my band, giving hugs and shaking hands. It's a mystery, I suppose, just how long this thing goes, but there'll be crowds and there'll be shows, and there will be light after dark. Someday we aren't 6 feet apart.
You can check out the full song, Luke Combs, 6 Feet Apart, on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog today.
Miranda Lambert is hitting the road, but it's not to go on tour. She's hitting the road with her husband. They bought a brand new Airstream. They're calling it the Sheriff 2020 Airstream Globetrotter. And she posted a lengthy post on Instagram. Basically, she posted a picture of it.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen one of those inside of it?
No, it's awesome.
Yes.
And they're expensive.
How much did you tell me earlier you saw?
Okay, the cheapest one of that model is $93,000. I saw some reports they think she bought the one that's like $120,000.
Oh, my goodness.
For a trailer.
Well, she said, hey, she can't go sing right now, but she's going to take that trailer and she's going to take her husband and they're going to go see the world because she's been a lot of different places.
Cool.
But a lot of times she's had to sing and just leave and she hasn't been able to experience. So she's about to see the world again. If you want to see the picture, we have it up on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog.
So Tim McGraw, we know what he's doing with the videos of your mama. If we told you last week that he wanted us to send in videos of our moms. He's putting out a song on Friday right before Mother's Day, which is this coming Sunday. So leading into Mother's Day weekend, we're going to have a song from Tim McGraw called I Called Mama. And they said the whole vision behind this song is that, number one, call your mom if you can. And number two, moms can be comforting in a time where, you know, there's struggle and problems and outbreaks and pandemics.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
Sometimes just the voice of your mama can help. So it's coming out Friday. It's called I Called Mama by Tim McGraw. We'll have it here for you first on BBITM.
Chris Lane has completely freaked people out, me being one of them. All he had to do was shave off his beard. Ever since we've known Chris Lane, he's had his beard.
Oh, yeah.
You know Chris Lane by this song right here.
What's your name? What's your sign? What's your birthday? What's your wrist tattoo? Bible verse say. Tell me this, do you kiss on the first day? Don't hold anything back.
All right, but it was for a good cause, but he looks so different that even his wife says she doesn't recognize him. So he shared a video first on Instagram of his full beard, and then later shared the video of there being no beard.
Dude, it's...
And you just kind of keep there, you just stare at it like, okay, I know it's Chris Lane, but man, like, I didn't even realize what his face looked like, I guess.
I didn't either. Like, I had to look and make sure it really was him.
Yeah.
And, like, the nose matches up.
But he says he hasn't shaved off his beard in 5 or 6 years, so he's probably waking up every morning like, what... This feels so weird.
Yeah.
Anyway, we do have the picture of Chris Lane, or the video of Chris Lane shaving off his beard for a good cause. It's up on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog.
That's your country music news, powered by Orville's Men's Store on Nettleton in Jonesboro. You guys can check out what your wardrobe is missing and shop them online right now, this morning, at orvillesms.com.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
So today is May the 4th. May the 4th be with you.
It's been a fun day.
We tested Kelly today in her Star Wars trivia. She was probably batting at about 70%, 75%.
Typically, that's about my batting average.
But there were a couple of questions that she was really confused about. So also over the weekend, Kelly was insulted by her in-laws, and it ruined her weekend and evidently ruined our show today. Because then she wants to fire at me and tell everybody that I embarrassed myself over the weekend because I was trying to have fun.
Well, did you embarrass yourself?
No. I wasn't embarrassed until you told me I should be.
Because you don't remember.
So, yeah, not fair. I do remember.
Okay.
And I will never do that again. You know, you wake up the next day, I'm never doing that again. Anyway, so... I figured you did. So let's see here. All that stuff can be found out today on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts. Kelly Perry, what's on TV tonight?
Lots. The Voice, the top 17 perform. The Bachelor presents Listen to Your Heart. Whose Line Is It Anyway? The season finale of The Neighborhood. Songland with special guest Martina McBride. The season finale of Bull. The series finale of Star Wars, The Clone Wars on Disney Plus. And tonight's schedule also includes 911, Roswell, New Mexico, and The Baker and the Beauty.
Hope you guys have a great day, and we'll talk to you back here tomorrow morning on Brandon Baxter in the Morning.